Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, Fall of the House of Sunshine is offering episode commentary to Fable and Folly Plus supporters, still entirely ad-free. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Hello, Lyman Keys here with another audio recommendation for you. Do you ever feel like you're going up in life but yet stuck at the same time? Then maybe I have the audio drama for you. It's called Someone Dies in This Elevator. That's an intriguing title, isn't it? Well, today I'm going to tell you about it. It's an audio drama podcast with the same premise for every episode. What's that premise? Well, the title of the show is called Someone Dies in This Elevator. So, of course, the premise is someone dies on an elevator. You see, it's pretty self-explanatory, but what isn't explanatory is all the little bits and details. So what I'm going to do is give you a little preview of the show, and you can find out who this someone is that dies in the elevator in this episode. If you like it, you can hear other episodes with other elevators and other someones who die. Each time, the elevator and the person is different. So here you go. Someone dies in this elevator in this episode, but it's not you, I hope. Keep on living and keep on listening to reruns of Fall of the House of Sunshine. Give Lanwell Murders a try. And now try out Someone Dies in This Elevator. Ooh, Lyman Keys, Lyman out.
This episode of Someone Dies in This Elevator is rated PG-13. A warning to please take care of yourself. This episode contains racism in academia, the consequences of genocidal colonization, and death in an elevator. Please read the show notes for more information.
Come on, put your back into it, Manny.
I could use some help, Professor.
Nonsense. You got it. Besides, what am I paying you for?
You paid for a jungle guide.
I can't believe it.
This is remarkable.
No, you're welcome. It was my pleasure.
Do you realize what this is?
No, but I'm sure you're about to.
If I'm correct, and I believe I am. The floor of the structure seems to be made of sapodillo wood.
You've got quite the eye, Professor.
But this much sapodilla places the construction of this structure sometime before the switch to inkwood. This must have been built prior to the late classic period.
Meaning?
Meaning this structure is likely... Oh, Manny.
Come on, best guess.
This part of the temple could be between 14 and 1800 years old. God, it looks remarkably well preserved. Perhaps the stone slab acted as a pressure seal. Ha! This structure is being held up by a series of wooden pulleys, and I think if I just pull on this...
Whoa, wait, don't pull up.
Now do you understand, Manny? We're in an elevator. An ancient iron elevator.
You can't be serious.
Oh, I am. And given that stone slab we just moved...
We?
No one has set foot on this elevator for over a millennium.
Millennia? Is this... safe?
It's hard to say. But when has progress ever been made without taking a few risks? Hand me your torch.
What?
Your flashlight. Hand it over.
All right, here.
There seems to be something in the walls. Embedded in the limestone. It's catching the light. Can you see?
Pyrite.
Huh?
It's pyrite. The Mayan people placed it in their tunnels to make them sparkle. Like there were stars in the darkness below the ground.
It's fitting. Fool's gold for foolish sentiment.
I thought you would have known that. Being a professor and all that. That reminds me. What are you a professor of again?
My focus, you could say, is lost civilizations. Forgotten peoples.
Forgotten people?
Yes. You might have read my work in National Geographic. I had a piece published recently on Uxmal.
Uh-huh. So, what brought you to Mexico?
The Mayan, of course.
Right. Of course.
The walls of the, tunnel seem to be adorned with pictographs.
You can read those? What do they say?
Now, I could be wrong. I don't have my notes with me, but...
Don't leave me hanging.
Well, it seems to be a depiction of a descent of sorts. And here, the word mirror. Their symbol for portal. Perhaps into Xibalba, the underworld.
What about there? Those shapes, what do they say?
Outsider, perhaps? Foreigner? No, that's not quite right. An individual looking from the outside in. Well, observer, perhaps. In this glyph, is that law? Yes, of course. It must be about Hernan Cortez. The outsider, the lord from across the sea.
You're so close.
Excuse me?
You're close. That was almost right.
How would you know?
Tell you what. I'll give you a hint. Rosa was a little heavy-handed with the chisel. That glyph you're reading is Lord Awa. It's actually wink, meaning person.
Wink.
Uh-huh. And here. Snake. Smoke. Mirrors. And this one. This one is you. Read that for me, Professor.
Mouse?
No. Rat. Try again. The whole thing.
Well, a rat traveling down the throat of a
come on.
A snake.
Bueno. You got it.
What is this? What's going on here? Is this some sort of joke? Who put you up to this?
A millennia.
What are you on about? I asked you a question, Manny, and I deserve
You really thought no one had been here in a millennia? You were so caught up in thinking you were making some career-changing discovery that you didn't even hesitate to untie that rope.
But this is career-changing. No one has found this place. No one. It's on no map. It's in no books.
And why do you think that is, Professor? What makes you so much more important than all those before you? You're not. You're just like all the rest. Waltzing in here with your rimmed glasses and posh accents and God, all that khaki.
All the rest?
Now you're asking the right questions.
Well, there have been others.
So many. All of them looking to solve the same great mystery. The disappearance of the Mayan people. Do you want to know what happened to the Mayan people, Professor?
I'm sorry if I offended you in any way.
Come on now. I mean it. I have the answer, the one you've been looking for your entire life. Ask me.
What happened to the Mayan people?
You happened. You colonizers. We survived droughts, famines, wars. But then you came. And you took and took until there was nothing left. Then you hid your greed, your atrocities behind a mystery. A question with an answer you erased from history books. But we survived. And we waited. And you came back. Hungry for more.
I can give you money. My funding, all of it. It could all be yours.
We don't need your money. We're actually doing well after the last guy from Oxford, I think.
Did you let him go?
You're asking the wrong question.
Did you let any of them go?
We let them go when they reached their stop.
Where are we going?
Xibalba. But as you know, Professor, there's only one way to enter the underworld.
Oh, please. Please don't do this. I'm begging you. Come on. We're all good people here.
Welcome, Professor.
No, please.
To Xibalba.
No! No!
South of Palenque was written by Andrew Cianez de la O and directed by Colin J. Kelly. Script editing by Jesse Shushu. Dialogue editing by Amador Rodriguez. Sound design, scoring, and mastering by Tal Minear. Executive produced by Colin J. Kelly and Tal Minear. Starring Felix Trench as The Professor and Andrew Cianez de la O as Manny.
SoundEscape.productions. Thank you for listening.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.